What does consecration mean? And how we know Russia has yet to be consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This session of Ask Father with Father Paul MacDonald is brought to you by the Fatima Center.
Hello, dear friends. Welcome to Ask Father here from the Fatima Center. And our topic today is a critical topic for world peace and the salvation of millions of souls, and it is the raison d'être, or part of the raison d'être, the reason why the Fatima Center exists, which is to make sure, to the best of our ability, by the grace of God through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to make sure that the complete Fatima message is out there and is obeyed. That is our prayer, our work, our project, the complete Fatima message. And part of that is that heaven requires, as a condition for a world peace and the salvation of millions of souls, heaven requires, God requires, that Russia, the country of Russia, and not just individual Russians, the country of Russia should be consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that this should be done publicly. And we understand this should be done in a spirit of reparation for offenses against the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and that this should be done by the Pope, the Holy Father, and it should be done also by all the bishops of the world, all the Catholic bishops of the world, in union with the Pope. So this has been a great controversy over the years, but to me it's just so simple. Russia has never been consecrated in the manner that I just said. There was an individual consecration of Russia by Pope Pius XII, sometime after World War II, and it was public, but it was not, as we say, collegial, and the spirit of reparation aspect was not really emphasized. So, of course, you know, sometimes there's a little bit of, double talk, okay? You know, like, they'll say, well, heaven has accepted it. Well, my goodness, heaven accepts Hail Marys if we offer them. So have these consecrations been accepted? Well, yes, but they haven't been done properly. So they brought graces. They brought mercies. Wonderful. But Russia has not been consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary in the way that heaven wants. So I would like to explore the key word here, consecrated. If you go to the second syllable of consecrated, you have S-E-C. Okay, which is where we get the word section or a part of something. So to consecrate is to set something apart from the same kind of thing. Okay, like if you set something apart from other different kinds of things, it already is set apart. So to consecrate means to set something apart from others of the same kind. So I have a little demonstration for you all. I have these five little devotional candles, little votive candles here. And I'm going to try to consecrate one of them. Here you go. Well, Father, now just a second now. You're a priest. Yes, I'm a priest. And that actually, before I get to the candles, that's an example of consecration. In my own church, in the sacristy area of the church, are probably 2,000 little altar breads, which we call hosts. Okay, but then for each Mass, some of them are brought to the altar and set apart from the ones in the rest of the church. They are consecrated. The words of the Lord are spoken over them. The prayers of the great mysterious canon are prayed around them, and they're consecrated, set apart. And in this case, it results in the miraculous transubstantiation of those hosts, while the appearance remains the same, into the body of Christ. So they are set apart from the other hosts or altar breads, and something mysterious and wonderful happens, which is the real presence. Okay? So to consecrate something is to set it apart from others of the same kind. Okay. So look at these candles here, and there's five of them. And so let's say I have been asked to consecrate this one. Okay? That is to set it apart from others of the same kind. So let's do this. Okay, so, well, it's part of a group. So I consecrate all these candles to my guardian angel. Okay. In what sense have I consecrated this one and set it apart from others of the same kind? If I was asked to consecrate this one, dedicate this one, consecrate this one. In what sense? In no sense. Doing this does not consecrate that. To consecrate means to set apart. Whereas, let me do that again, in honor of my dear guardian angel. I now consecrate and set apart this one candle in honor of my guardian angel, as opposed to these other ones. So it is the same with Russia. If you consecrate the world, or you consecrate all the nations of the world, in what sense have you consecrated Russia? In no sense have you consecrated Russia. But this is what we were requested and commanded to do, to consecrate Russia, and not to consecrate the world. The world has been consecrated through other prophetic messages and devotional acts, and these are beautiful, and I'm not against them, and why would anybody be against them? But world peace does not hinge on the consecration of the world. That's not what heaven requested. It consists of, and it hinges on, and is dependent on, because God has decided this to be the case, the consecration of Russia. So I hope you're able to spread this idea to other people when the question comes up. Is that, again, just to summarize, to consecrate is to set apart. If you don't consecrate the thing to be consecrated from the group of the same things, it's not consecrated in any sense of the word. So therefore, God grant us this grace of the solemn, collegial, in the spirit of reparation, consecration of Russia by the Pope and all the bishops of the world in union with him. And when that happens, an era, a time of peace will be granted to the world. The peace of Christ in the reign of Christ will be granted to the world. Let me just add as a practical thing that you and I, we're not the Pope and we're not the bishops. How will we obtain this to get hurried up? The price to be paid, part of the major part of the price to be paid, is for each one of us to make the five first Saturdays. The price of reparation has to be paid, and that will hasten the day of the consecration of Russia and the end of the crisis in the church, world peace, the end of communist domination and all the other forms of the whole diabolical disorientation from which the church is suffering. So pray that what Our Lady has requested, or rather what God Almighty has requested through her, will be done. For this end, let us always make sure we pray every day our rosaries, asking for peace in the world. And so, dear friends, may Almighty God, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, give you his blessing, the blessing of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, now and forever and ever. Amen.
This question and answer has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. To send Father a question and to support this vital apostolate with a donation, please visit our website, www.fatima.org, or call us at 1-800-263-8160. It is our prayer that by the intercession of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, this answer may help you to know, love, and serve God better. Saints Francesco and Jacinta Marto, pray for us.